The No Nonsense Breakfast with Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We are going to get you talking about something that's very important. It's something we talk about on the show an awful lot, not just as a journalist, but as a mum. I talk about it an awful lot, boring people silly about this, which is internet safety, because one of the things that I find absolutely petrifying about having a child about to enter those teen years, she's 11 years old, is, well, you know, it's the phones, it's the apps, it's the Snapchats, it's the goodness knows what. It'll be something I've never heard of and you've never heard of in a couple of years' time that they're all on. We won't know how to control it. We don't know what they're doing. The sexting, the cyber bullying, everything. It fills virtually every parent I know with absolute horror. And frankly, we're in a bit of a blind panic about it because we don't know what to do. Because other than basically controlling everything your child does, taking away all their privacy, even just taking away their phones, and then they'll hate us for it, there's not much we feel we can do. Well, yesterday after the show, I went to the launch of a new app called Safe2Net. And delighted to say the chief executive of Safe2Net, Richard Percy, joins me now because, as I say, this isn't as a journalist, this is as a mum. I love this app, Richard. Now, tell us, A, what it does, and B, why you decided to develop this app.
Thank you. Good morning. So this app, it uses artificial intelligence to be able to automatically contextualize the messages that children send, share and receive. It works out in real time what's harmful, and then it filters it before they can send it or before they can see it. So before the damage is done.
So it's not an app that parents are going to be able to see all the dodgy things our kids are writing about us and to each other and nude pics or goodness knows what. But God, just fills me with horror.
I know, it's scary, scary stuff.
But it's happening. But it's basically robotics are doing this. They've still got their privacy.
Totally. So this software does not snoop, it doesn't spy, it doesn't pry. So you as a mum cannot see the content that your child is sending or seeing. So it's all automated. There's no human moderators.
And it's not that we're going to find out after the fact. It's going to actually stop them doing it. So in a few years' time, you know, you've got a 13-year-old girl and she's got a message from a boy saying, hey, send me a pic. Send me a nude pic. What happens then?
So the software works out what's going on. It can determine what she is saying, and then it sends her a warning message. You don't know this as a mum, but it sends her a warning message. If she persists, ultimately what it does is it will automatically switch the camera off. It will even go further. It will switch the app off. And if it's becoming really serious, it would switch the device off itself or lock the device.
And it would tell the child this is why.
It would. And it's a 3-strike system. So on the fourth go, if they're persistent, it would send you a message as a mum. It wouldn't, again, it wouldn't show you the content, but it would give you then the tools to then lock
that device. What the heck have you been doing? Now, this is the big thing. Now, look, I've got an 11-year-old, so I can say my word is God's word in that. You know, you don't, I mean, she has a phone just to walk home from school, say, I'm on my way home, and that's it. Puts the phone away, and that's it. But so I know that with an 11-year-old, you can say, well, then you don't get a phone anymore. Now, saying to a 15-year-old, I get to see you everything you write on your phone, or you don't have a phone anymore if I found out you've sent something. That is, I mean, you may as well just cut off their limbs, mightn't you?
Yes, mastering the art of pushing water uphill has never been that easy, has it? Especially with a 15-year-old. So our approach here is to talk to schools, because if we could take the stigma away from this, if we could get, let's say, all of the kids in class 10, for example, are safeguarded, then actually it doesn't matter, because they lose that fear of missing out, that anxiety attack when you take
FOMO,
the device.
But this is the thing, isn't it? It's I suppose also with the warnings that flash up to them, they're getting a little bit of a moment of, oh, actually, should I be sending that? And the trouble is, I was talking to other mums at the launch, and it was fascinating. There were other journalists, but we were there very much as mums, I have to say. The key thing was that we all think we've got a sensible kid. I think my daughter, she's bright, she's sensible, she talks to me openly. I'm thinking, of all the kids who aren't going to do this, my kid is the most likely not to do this. And I've interviewed so many people who thought that about their child. And then have had to deal with the consequences of some awful, terrible, embarrassing, and sometimes very dangerous thing their child has done.
Well, the naivety of youth and all that. The trouble is, I can remember, broadly speaking, when I was 13 and 14, and I was always a millimetre away from trouble.
But luckily,
there was no technology then for
me. No cameras to record at all.
No, that's right.
It's a very different childhood now, isn't it?
Extremely difficult.
So basically, the idea of this is you can the parents feel, look, I'm going to be notified if something horrible happens. Something horrible is going to be stopped from happening. Are they actually, if someone does send a message like, you know, hey, send me a nude picture, they will see that message or won't they? They will see it.
The receiving child, no, they will not see the message. That, although, sorry, they will receive the message that says send me the picture, but they will not see any nudity, for example. The software scans the device and it can detect any images that are on it that are inappropriate, and then it quarantines them. So actually the child doesn't get to see it. And if it even is on their device, they can't access it.
It's just extraordinary. And so I, as a mum, I'm not going to be able to see anything dodgy that's going to upset me, but I'm going to be safe in the knowledge that she's not seeing it either, and she's not sending it either.
Exactly. So this is really designed through the eyes of the child. So the idea is to get you off their back, and the way it does that is giving you the comfort and the safety and the knowledge that actually your kids are okay online.
Why has this not happened before? I mean, this is exactly what I've been looking for. When we enter these years, when I'm just sort of going to be petrified every time my child's outside the house, as I think many parents are. If this is so simple and straightforward, why hasn't, you know, Facebook or Google or something, why haven't they done this already?
Well, I'd love to say it was simple and straightforward. Albeit we've been working on this for 4.5 years. It feels like 100, quite frankly. But you've got to ask, this is one of my favourite questions. You know, if a British technology company, a young company, can do this, why can't the Facebooks of this world? Well, Facebook have already told the world it recognises it has over 270 million undesirable users on its network. Now, think about that for a second. If it knows that, if it can identify that, then surely you'd say it could do something about it. Now,
they know what I've been buying online, so how on earth?
Of course, they know what you're going to say next. Yeah, that's the reality.
Even
of
I
it.
Don't know that.
But of course, active users to these networks are worth a lot of money. Now, I will say in their defence, to be fair, that children act differently on different networks. Mm. They'll act differently on Facebook because you're on it, mum, and they'll act totally differently to that on Snapchat. So it is harder for them. We're across platforms. We work on all networks.
I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? Often people will say, well, yeah, but my child, I've got access to my child's account. I've got the password. I can see what they're writing. A lot of kids now, they just have a fake alternative identity.
Yeah. If you and I had had a diary when we were young and our mums saw it, we'd have gone bananas. And if you were anything like me, you'd have written a fake one. But it's called whack-a-mole. If you take them off one app, they'll disappear and reappear on another.
Okay, so what's this app? This app is called SafeToNet.
Yes.
Where do they find it?
So it's live on the Google Play Store.
Okay, and it's for Android right now, but in the end of the month, it's going to go for iPhones?
That's right. In about 5 weeks, it will work on the iPhones.
Now, the only downside to this, I'm going to be honest with you, is the price.
Yes.
It's not free.
It's not free.
How much is it?
So it is free for the first month to trial it. And this is artificial intelligence. So it effectively puts its arm around your child and it gets to know them.
Give us the price.
I'm going to keep talking. It's £4.99 a month.
So it's a lot of money.
But it's for your entire family. I don't think £4.99 to safeguard your children is a lot of money.
So you've got two or three kids. It's still just £4.99
a
month.
That's right.
Okay. And I suppose I put that question to actually one of your colleagues yesterday, and they pointed out, well, you know what, you probably spend more than that on sun cream for a 2-week holiday for your child.
Two cups of coffee.
No, that's the thing. And for safety, okay. And so people can just go online, they can get hold of this, and your plan is hopefully one day no one will sell a phone for a child that doesn't have this. And well, I frankly I don't think a school should let a phone into the school grounds without this app, frankly.
No, I think that's right. I mean, it should be like breathing oxygen, quite frankly. It should always be there. Our intent is one day to ensure that this is free for everybody. You know, we don't want people that can just afford to safeguard their children, to safeguard their children.
I love it as a journal, as a mum. I've not got shares in it. I just knew that every single parent who was listening to my show would want to know about this. It's SafeToNet, it's T-O, not number two, SafeToNet. Richard Percy is the chief executive. I think it's absolutely brilliant. And I'm definitely putting this on my child's phone because I genuinely, like everyone else, is just absolutely terrified by what's going on there online. Parents who aren't terrified, you just don't know enough. That's all I can say. The time is coming up to 7:32. Let's get the headlines now at Talk Radio with Sandy Waugh.
Talk Radio, half hour headlines.
Good morning. France, Germany and America have come together with the UK to issue a joint statement.